Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your loving kindness, and we thank you for the spiritually nutritious word that you feed us with. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Romans 7, verse 4 to 6, but I'm going to start at verse 1. You shouldn't have any trouble understanding this, friends, for you know all the ins and outs of the law, how it works and how its power touches only the living. For instance, a wife is legally tied to her husband while he lives, but if he dies, she's free. If she lives with another man while her husband is living, she's obviously an adulteress. But if he dies, she is quite free to marry another man in good conscience, with no one's disapproval. Now today's scripture, verse 4 to 6. So, my friends, this is something like what has taken place with you. When Christ died, he took that entire rule-dominated way of life down with him and left it in the tomb, leaving you free to marry a resurrection life and bear offspring of faith for God. For as long as we lived that old way of life, doing whatever we felt we could get away with, sin was calling most of the shots as the old law code hemmed us in, and this made us all the more rebellious. In the end, all we had to show for it was miscarriages and stillbirths. But now that we're no longer shackled to that domineering mate of sin, and out from under all those oppressive regulations and fine print, we are free to live a new life in the freedom of God. The marriage contract is used as an example to show the difference between the law and grace. Under the old covenant, we were shackled to or married to the law, the legal requirements. And that's when we were in a fairly miserable position, as described in Romans 7, where we do what we don't want to do and we don't do what we do want to do. That's the bad news. Then the good news is that Jesus died and took away that contract, made it null and void, so that now we are free to be married to our heavenly Redeemer, the lover of our souls, the bridegroom, as John the Baptist described him. Whether we male or female got nothing to do with it, it's a spiritual covenant. And the old covenant was being bound, and the end result was death. And the new covenant was being free, as just like a bond servant. When a slave was about to be set free, but he didn't want to be free because he loved his master too much, then he said he'd rather choose to stay a servant of the master. And then that's like pierce his ears, one ear, I'm not sure. And then that he would become the bond servant, where he's no longer a slave, but he is like a slave and is a servant by choice. And that's what we are. We choose the resurrection life. We choose the free gift of eternal life with Jesus, with our loving Redeemer, with our beautiful Heavenly Father, with our bestest friend, the Holy Spirit. And so some people say, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news? Well, the bad news is over and done with. The bad news was the law was a stifling ball and chain, if I can put it that way. Whereas the good news is Jesus Christ has died and rose again and ascended on high, where he's praying for us. And when we are baptized in water as believers, I'm not talking about the sprinkling as a baby, I'm talking about baptism, believer's baptism. When we are baptized, we identify with the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. When we go down into the water and up again, then we are showing, we are signifying that we died and we are rising to life again. And so now with the freedom that we have, we can live this new life in the freedom of God. So with that wonderful news at our fingertips, we can shine our lights in this world that needs the love of Jesus so very much and make a difference to those around us just by reflecting the light and love of Jesus Christ. So, shine your light.